Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Emotional Badass, where Moxie meets Mindful. I'm Nikki Eisenhower, your host, life coach, and psychotherapist. And on today's episode, we're discussing holding trauma in the body and assembling a self-care team for recovery. I want to share with you some of the development of my own personal self-care team over the years and what that has felt like. And I hope by sharing my story that it can help you feel out the healers that will help you on your journey, because we're feelers. We feel our way through the world. Almost 20 years ago now, I met Dr. Cupp. Now, she is still practicing in Metairie, Louisiana. She's had a 40-year career as a chiropractor. And I was terrified to walk into her office. I had tremendous neck, jaw, shoulder pain and struggle. I felt so tight and stuck. Massage therapist had told me that if I didn't do something about how tight my body was, that my muscles would start to calcify. And that scared me. Until that point, I really thought that it was very indulgent to go get massages. I thought it was very indulgent to take care of my body. I really had ideas that were very twisted and dysfunctional, that there was something wrong with making my body and my emotional wellness a priority. I knew on some level that I needed to do something. Something had to shift, because I couldn't sustain living with the pain that I was carrying. The idea of holding trauma in the body is still very foreign to us, even those of us that are into yoga, that are on this wellness path. I remember laying on the table being very scared, and I know a lot of sensitive people are very scared about seeking chiropractic care because of the loud popping sounds, the cracking that we hear. And I want you to know that there are chiropractors that fit everyone's body and everyone's needs. There are some that barely touch the body and do not crack. And there are others who take a more active cracking role with the body. And I'm someone who holds a lot of muscular tension. Now, we could spend eons diving deeply and trying to excavate and trying to figure out, well, why does my body hold so much trauma and tension where another person's body either may not hold as much physical tension and trauma or may hold it in a very different place? Over the years, I have known survivors of dysfunctional family systems, from incest to physical abuse to emotional abuse, just being raised very neglectfully. They can hold it in jaw. Like, my pain that I'm talking about is very, very typical and common. We feel the weight of the world on our shoulders. And so we feel the weight of the world on our shoulders. And our shoulders are not meant to carry the weight of the world. So we develop these chronic pain issues. Other survivors hold their pain in their gastrointestinal self. They have issues with digestion. They have issues with constipation. They have issues with stomach pain. They have issues with heartburn. Some have low back pain. Some have such physical anxiety just from turning inward and stuffing down secrets that their pain is sort of on this cellular level throughout the body. When I found myself on Dr. Cupp's chiropractic table, seeing all the crazy tools, because to the layperson who isn't into chiropractic, those tools look very medieval. They look very intimidating. I love those tools because those tools have helped me get out of pain over the years. And in Dr. Cupp's office, she asked me a few questions about my history. And I shared with her what was going on, what I knew to be true, that there was a lot of trauma history. And she so skillfully and artfully handled me with such grace and tenderness. She knew I was raw, and she knew I was scared, even though I hadn't had to tell her how frightened I was. And she gently and kindly took her glasses off, if I remember correctly, and just looked at me and said, "You may feel a sense of tearfulness or crying when I adjust your body." And I said, "Oh no, I don't think so. I think if it feels good, it'll just feel good," is what I'm hoping. And she said, "It will. But you have a lot stuck in your physical body." And I remember thinking how utterly ridiculous that sounded to me at the time. And sure enough, she talked me through every single movement, knowing that with my trauma history, a fast movement or moving in a way that I wasn't expecting might trigger some anxiety in me, might make me run from the table, run from the room, run from the office, run from the healing. And in that first adjustment, that pop, pop, and I flooded with tears. And I flooded with tears in a way that was not pure physical relief. There was emotional relief. And she said to me, "That's okay. Let that out." And so I wept without trying to hold it in. Dr. Cupp knew something that people know very well in AA. In AA, they talk about the most important person in the room is the newcomer. I can look back and see how fragile that moment was, how delicate, that had she scared me off, had she not held space for me as a beginner coming to my own healing, and with her wisdom as my healing elder, knowing that I would have a long road in taking care of myself, that I would have to meet many, many healers along the way to release all of the trauma that she could feel and sense in my body. It's as if Dr. Cupp knew I was a highly sensitive person and knew I was an empath before I had ever heard those words or had that realization myself. I remain to this day forever grateful to her influence on my recovery path. Dr. Cupp has inspired me. She has inspired this episode. So this is half about trying to normalize chiropractic, that if we are feeling these physical tensions in our physical bodies, that it will probably take a physical adjustment to make those changes. In an upcoming episode, I'm going to discuss my medical trauma from the jaw surgeries that I had before I met Dr. Cupp. One of the things she said to me with a genuineness that I could feel was, "Oh, I wish you would have found me before these surgeries, because the surgeries were traumatic and they sent me on a medical trauma roller coaster." And I'll do that in an upcoming episode. Medical trauma is grossly under-recognized and underdiagnosed in this country. And it is tragic that on the healing path, when we seek out help, we are often re-traumatized by ignorant healers who just don't know any better, who just don't have a trauma background. The gift that this internet, this digital age is that we can share information. If you're listening to me, we are sharing information over this digital podcast, this digital radio, and that will help you be informed so that you can better pick professionals that will hold beautiful space for you, just like Dr. Cupp did for me so many years ago. So the second part of this episode is also love letter to my self-care team over the years. If y'all have been following the show and following me for a while, you know Lisa Tahir at NOLA.com has been my primary healer. She practices as an intuitive psychotherapist. She has her own show called All Things Therapy. You can sign up for a release of her book on her website, NOLA.com, or you can sign up for sessions with her. And I picked Lisa simply because I liked her smile. And when I talked to her on the phone, she seemed grounded, being able to handle the messiness and the rawness of my triggered energy so many years ago. And something in me just said, yes, go to her. I want to highlight Dr. Monica Robertson. There's no T in her name. Dr. Monica Robertson from the Healing Space in Houston. She's an integrative specialist. She's a gynecologist. She does well woman care in a beautiful space. Her business is called the Healing Space. And from sitting and serving me tea to spending real quality time sitting with me the very first time I met her and saying over a cup of tea, I'm not just going to check out your body. I want to hear your story. I'm here to treat all of you, not just one body part. She holds a medical space like no doctor I have ever been to or heard of. It has been a great joy for me to be able to send people who are traumatized, people who have been sexually abused, to get their bodies checked out and to have their spirits held by Dr. Robertson. You're hearing me tear up a little bit because I'm remembering so many women over the years who have come to me in gratitude tears after meeting Monica. I want to highlight Dana McDowell, a psychotherapist here in Denver that I have been to most recently with my partner. She helped us get over the chaos and the struggle of adding a puppy to our relationship. And she's held beautiful space for us. She's here in Denver. Her website is newbeginningstherapy.com. Marianne Williamson, she's a spiritualist. So as I talk about my physical body and the trauma we hold in our physical bodies, and with therapists, the trauma and coaches, the trauma that we hold in our emotional bodies, I would say that we also hold trauma in our spiritual bodies. We've all seen how religious leaders, particularly the Catholic Church and the news, has violated children. We have a lot of spiritual trauma. We have a lot of spiritual religious control that hides behind religion under spirituality. So if you need your spiritual soul tended to and taken care of, Marianne Williamson has held beautiful space for me from afar. I got to finally give her a hug this past summer, and I'm excited for her upcoming message where I believe she's going to, my fingers are crossed, I believe she's going to name that she may run for president. My current chiropractor here in Denver is Dr. Steve Rash. And I found him after I was in tremendous pain, after some travel, after visiting a friend where her big old heavy dog likes to sleep on my head. Sweet Matilda, she's passed now. I love you, Matilda. I found one chiropractor that was too soft touch for me. I needed somebody who would really get in there. And then I found Dr. Steve Rash from Elevate Sport and Spine Therapy. I hope to have Dr. Steve on soon. He's going to come into the studio and we're going to talk about chiropractic and the dry needling techniques that he uses on my most tight muscles, spasmy muscles, to help get those suckers released and relaxed and get me pain-free. I moved to a walkable neighborhood when I came to Denver, and Dr. Steve is so good that I will get in my car and drive to him. I have appreciated our conversations over my care as I talked to him about how his patients may have emotional trauma in their physical bodies. Every professional that I have ever connected to that has really helped me and seen me for the whole being that I am on this healing journey, each of those people felt safe to me because they were also open to learning about me, being open about my trauma history so that they could help their patients and their clients to the best of their ability. I believe that everyone I've listed today is a highly sensitive person. And I hope that you are gaining some confidence in believing that your high sensitivity is a superpower from being listeners of the show. Your sensitivity is a superpower if you allow yourself and center and ground into that superpower, into some confidence with that superpower. You can feel very immediately if a new healer that you're seeking out, that you're testing out, that you're seeing if they're right for you, you can sense their integrity. You can sense their genuine care and their genuine love. I can say with confidence that I have felt loved from anyone that I would name as being on my self-care team. And I refuse to settle for anything less. And I hope that you will refuse to settle for yourself too. And it has not been easy. I have assembled these sorts of teams when I have been broke, when I have been scared about money. I'm going to talk about money mindset this year. If you are struggling, just start to open up to some money mindset, motivation, some shifting, and build your team a little bit at a time. Allow me, allow this show to be the beginnings of starting that team. Start to just sit with the idea of maybe, just maybe, what Nikki's saying holds some water for me, holds some truth. Maybe it's okay for me to assemble a team. How does it feel to allow ourselves to be held by something like a team of self-care experts and to be able to find a way to push through our limiting beliefs and manifest a way financially, time-wise, spirit-wise, to create this team and to melt into their care, to invest in ourselves, to grow, and to truly, deeply heal those old wounds, to move forward with lightness, with love, and more and more and more every day with less and less and less physical, emotional, and spiritual pain. Thank you to all of the people, all of the professionals who have been on my self-care team. Thank you to all of the friends who have helped me over the years assemble this team. Thank you to all the clients who have shared the members of your self-care team so that I could share them with other people. We hear a lot when it comes to kids that it takes a village. It takes a village to recover. And that's not just okay. That's a beautiful, beautiful gift. That's why I call this a tribe. So if you're new to this HSP tribe, this highly sensitive person tribe, I'm glad you're here. If you're overwhelmed, take a deep breath. You can do it at your pace, I promise you. Little bit at a time. And before you know it, you turn around and realize, holy cow, I've developed a team and I am going from surviving to thriving. If this episode is resonating with you and you'd like more, come check out January's Patreon episode on my personal medical trauma. I want to thank our team of producers at patreon.com/emotionalbadass. If you are on Patreon, look for a message from our producer, Chris. He's going to ask you how you would like your name shared on the show. I'm going to start doing Patreon shout outs, but I want to make sure some of you may or may not want your last name. So I'm going to honor that. And you will. So look for that and give me an answer so I know how to honor a shout out for you. If you'd like to become a producer of the show, you can access content not released on iTunes at our patreon.com/emotionalbadass. Patreon is a monthly subscription platform that allows you to directly fund the content that you enjoy. And it helps keep our show commercial free. So when you come support the show, this is how it works. There are multiple tiers and price points to choose from. And each tier grants you access to different exclusive content that we release every month. As soon as you sign up, you get immediate access to all of the previous content at that level. Monthly full-length bonus episodes, wellness exercises, and you can join and watch our monthly live stream video Q&A where you can have your questions answered on the air. Every little bit helps, and it really takes a team of people to produce a quality show, and we can only do it with your help and support. I want to thank all of our new patrons who joined last month. You're really helping the show grow. We're about to hit that next goal, and soon I'm going to do some shout outs and name you here. Thank you. Keep taking care of yourselves. Until next time, I am Emotional Badass. You are Emotional Badass, and together we are where Moxie meets Mindful. Till next time, bye-bye.